Parshas Bahar begins with a discussion of the sabbatical year, the Shemitah year. As the law is in the land of Israel that for 6 years the land is worked normally, but in the seventh year the land is allowed to rest, and any working, plowing, seeding, harvesting, and so on of the fields is prohibited. It is called a Shabbos for God, just as we have in the 7 days of the week. The seventh day, Shabbos, is a day of rest. So too, in the land of Israel, the seventh year is an entire year of rest for the land. From the phrasing of the commandment regarding the sabbatical year, our sages learn that all of the details of this command were given at Mount Sinai, and so to all of the commandments of the written Torah and of the oral Torah passed down to us through the Mishnah and the Talmud and so on, all of them were given in their totality at Mount Sinai. And we learn this from the law of the Shemitah, the sabbatical year. However, it seems a bit odd. Why should we take such a narrow mitzvah and use that as the basis for all of the other mitzvahs? Such an important principle that all of the mitzvahs were given at Mount Sinai should seemingly be learned from a more general mitzvah. Here we have one mitzvah which applies only in a limited place in the land of Israel and only in a limited time period, as the various opinions are brought about whether the mitzvah applies today and whether it is in full force today, that the temple is no longer in existence, and so on. Why should we use such a narrow mitzvah to teach us such a principle? However, when we compare this commandment of the sabbatical year with the commandment of the Sabbath day, we will see that it is a very general mitzvah. The Sabbath day takes a Jew higher than the order of nature. During the 6 days of the week, he is doing all of his regular actions in order to purify and elevate the physical world. Avedus HaBirurim, of purifying the sparks of godliness in the world and elevating them to holiness. When it comes to the Sabbath day, however, all of these regular forms of work are prohibited, because then the Jew is no longer occupied in purifying the world. He is in a spiritual height beyond any of the limitations of the physical world. Through this, that he is uniting himself totally with his Creator, he is taken beyond those limitations of the physical world and brought to a level which is beyond any limitations of time and space. From there, from the Sabbath day, he will get the power in the next 6 days of the week in order to more fully continue in elevating the physical world, but on the Sabbath day itself he is beyond that. So too, in a way, every mitzvah, every commandment is similar to the Sabbath day. That when a Jew does a mitzvah, he is uniting himself with his Creator. He is going beyond the creation. At that moment, he is not thinking about his own physical needs. He is rather thinking of the Torah he is learning, the words of prayer that he is uttering, or the mitzvah which is being performed, the bond which is being created. In this way, he again elevates himself beyond the limitations of his physical circumstance and unites himself with his Creator, just like Shabbos, which elevates a Jew above the creation. However, this is not the ultimate goal of Torah and mitzvahs. Not that a Jew should be removed from the world, even if that removal is in a way of a mitzvah, in a way of elevating himself. The ultimate purpose of Torah and mitzvahs is to make a dwelling place for God in the lower realms, in the physical world. And a Jew should take the unlimited light of God and reveal it not only in a spiritual realm, in a way which is higher than the world, but he should take this infinite light and revelation and reveal it down in a physical world, in a physical mitzvah, a physical object, and make this infinite light dwell within the finite. This then is the advantage of the sabbatical year over the day of the Sabbath day. When it comes to the day of Shabbos, all sorts of physical work are prohibited. The Jew is on a level higher. He transcends the physical realm. However, this itself is a limitation. The ultimate is expressed by the sabbatical year, that the Jew is holding on a level of Shabbos LaHashem. He is holding on a day which is a Sabbath, a day of rest and full devotion to God. But at the same time, in that sabbatical year, regular types of work he is allowed to do. Only the types of work associated with the land are prohibited, but all other sorts of actions, his regular weekday work with the physical world, all of these types of things are allowed, which shows that at the same time he's elevating himself above the creation through an entire sabbatical year, at the same time he is bringing this infinite revelation and unity of the Ein Sof, of the infinite light of God, and revealing it in his everyday actions by working in and with the physical world. Like all of the mitzvahs have their purpose of not only bringing a Jew beyond the limitations of nature, but also bringing this infinite revelation and expressing it in nature, in the physical world itself.